Ever since I have started coming to Catsco.
Word.
Do you like it?
I forgot the old nickname.
Yeah, it's my nickname.
I think it's pretty excellent.
I forgot it. I forgot it. I forgot the old nickname.
I can't even keep up with this group chat.
You know, I'm keeping up with this OD. Like
that being said, if you want your voice to be heard and you want to share what your DJ name would be, you could drop a
oh my god, yes, please email.
Yes, please email us.
I'm not gonna lie.
Can I say that one more time? OTOT?
No, you gotta spell the whole thing out. Our town, our truth.
Hello, my name is Ginger Feldman from High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in Radio Land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Even from my very existence, I knew I was created to be a worshiper. As a child growing up in the church, I may not have knew the plan of God for my life, but I definitely knew that I was purposed. So now as you begin to listen to my musical diary, it is my prayer that you would begin to discern the heart that I have for God. And in discerning the heart that I have for God, get a clear understanding of what you were placed here for as well. Listen.
My life is a testimony. My heart is an open vessel. My will is the bird that yields to your will. My walk is the way you lead. My talk is the words you feed. My praise is the sweetest sound to your ear. Hallelujah, 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 we worship you, we worship you today. I live 'cause you have allowed, I give 'cause you show me how. I'm here as a testimony unto you. There's no place I'd rather be. There's no other God for me. There's no other name I give all the praise. So we sing it.
Hallelujah.
Lift those hands and say
Hallelujah.
Come on and give him, Lord.
Come on, let's begin to magnify you.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
We worship you.
Yes, we do.
We worship you.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
We worship.
We worship. We worship.
We worship.
We worship. We worship. We worship.
We worship.
We worship.
We worship.
Oh, we worship you.
We worship.
Yes, we do. Because of what you've done, not because of what you brought us out of, but we worship you because of who you are. Oh, 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 you worship. Yes, we do. Come on, come on.
Hallelujah.
Listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York. That was Marvin Sapp with We Worship You Today. Yes, that's what we're here to do. That's what I'm here to say. We worship you, Lord. We worship you today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right here with me on WGXC, and I'm not here doing this by myself. I've got our brother, our friend, radio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin, and I want to say good morning to you, my brother. How are you today?
I am well, and good morning to you and all of our Bright Side listeners in 2023.
Yes, Lord, isn't that something? Bright Side is seeing another year, hallelujah, another year of serving God and serving people. Praise God. You know, brother, I just want to share with you and our listening family, one of our listeners from Delaware talking to me. I was talking with them last night, and they were sharing how they listen every Sunday morning. She said, it's like a church service, hallelujah. He said, I take notes. Come on here, somebody. And I write down the songs, and it's such a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we're here to do. We're here to be a blessing, beloved. And I hope that you're being blessed like that. That's what my heart is for. My heart for doing this show is that it will be a blessing to you. Hallelujah. We worship him. We worship him today. Yes, we do. We come to praise and lift the name of the Lord with music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Hallelujah. We have a lineup for you today. 7 songs back to back, 27 minutes. Hallelujah. Uninterrupted. Praise be to God. We have Amazing by Pastor Mike Jr. We have We Have Hope, Scribe Music, We All Need Jesus, Danny Gokey, Never Lost a Battle by C.C. Winans, Never Let Me Down, Mr. James Fortune, So Good by Doe, and Positive, Miss Erica Campbell, Hallelujah. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Yes, we're going to ask Brother Randall to take it away.
I remember when he saved my life. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right. I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same. My God is amazing. Simply truth is, I should be crazy. I thank God he saved me. I'm a living witness that God, yeah. That's why I believe. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when my God is amazing.
You are present and home. You are present and home. As I walk through the valley of darkness and shadow, even in death I will not fear, 'cause there's more that follows. You follow, 'cause we have hope in Jesus, a present help and Redeemer, as long as I am still breathing, there is hope in money bag. If you see me with a smile, it's cause I got it back. I gotta brag, gotta let this off my chest, like I've been pushing 45s and now I'm on my second set. It's seconds left, at any moment I'm a goner, so I bother put my hope in borrowed swatch instead of father, watching for my daughter and my son, even my wife, cause in this life there's nothing promised, so don't worry about tomorrow. He's never bailed, and he never will. Your tears don't ever spill. He really hears every burden he defeated on the hill. Found a city full of mavericks, pushing three like it's a hat trick. Never leave your people messy, you won't have it, cause you never fail. Oh, he has never failed. He has never failed. So why would I doubt him? Oh, would a present help? Never fail, so I'll never doubt him. Never fail, and it won't start now. He has never failed, and it won't start now. Oh no, he has never failed, and it won't start now. He has never failed, and it won't start now. Thank you.
you're so quick to point a finger, to judge things from my point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen room we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. But if we could see each other different, it'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Yes, we do. Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just a wounded world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. To the rich man, from the prison to the preacher, oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman,
every city, every nation. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
'cause you never let me down.
With everything that's been going on, this has to be said.
All of my life, one thing hasn't changed. In my lowest moments, in your arms, I remain. Who can I trust? I've been lied to so much. If not for your grace, I know that I couldn't have made it without you. My life would be a mess without you.
That's real.
You're the one I owe my life to, so I make this confession about you.
I can honestly say that
you have never,
never,
no, never.
Here it is.
Said you never let me down.
Where's the lie? That's why. Yeah.
Said you never let me down.
Thank you, God.
You have never, never let me down.
You've been faithful. What should have took me under, you carried me over. Since we're being honest, God, you thought it was trouble, but it was only training. But they don't know you've been through, so testify.
Couldn't have made it without you.
Let them know.
Life would be a whole mess without
you.
That's
why.
You're the
one I owe my life.
So today, so I make this confession to you.
God,
you have never.
They say never, say never.
You will never.
Well, I'm saying never.
You're listening to WGXP 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson in Kentsville, New York. This is Pastor Kim of Overcoming Ministries International Church. Ah, we are the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXP. And you're listening to more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We've got coming up So Good, Miss Doe, Positive by Erica Campbell. And me with a spiritual social commentary for today.
Yeah.
Yes, beloved, feeling free, feeling positive in the love that God gives. Are you with me? Say amen. Say amen again. Well, beloved, I guess I'm going to talk, what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about in a roundabout way. I'm going to get there, though. But I'm going to talk about the celebration that's coming up on next weekend. Yes, when we celebrate the man of God, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, a servant to the Most High God and to the people of the world. Yes, beloved. You know, Marvin Sapp's song we opened up with today, "We Worship You Today." Well, there's a few ways we worship God, not just with, you know, attending worship services on Sunday and forgetting about them on Monday to Saturday. No, beloved, but we worship God in our singing, in our clapping, in our praying, in our praising, in our living, in the way we live our lives, in the way we spend our time here in this terrestrial ball called Earth. Marvin Sapp said that he wanted you to know his heart and that you would also know what you're here for. Hallelujah. Why you're here in 2023. I was listening to someone yesterday looking at a podcast, Dr. Romani or somebody like that. I don't know. Never seen her before. I was just curious about the topic she was talking about. And she was talking about how, you know, and I said this in my New Year's Eve message last Saturday night, how, you know, we're so ready to get into 2023 and get out of 2022 and that But it calls us to sometimes look back and reflect on how we did in the last year. It's don't want to stay there. Nah, but you can't drive a car without looking in the rearview mirror from time to time, right? And so, you know, thinking about why am I here and getting in touch with that, getting in touch with God's purpose and God's plan for our lives and sparing our lives to see a new year, 2023. Next Sunday, we will be presenting the opportunity for the community to come together for 90 minutes to reflect on the past and to celebrate the present, hallelujah, and to frame a collective vision for the future. Sounds like a lofty task in 90 minutes, but I think that we're going to be able to do that. We're going to come together and put a path through what is expressed, through the voices that come to the podium and the ideas that are presented, the prayers that are lifted up. We're going to present a path for our families and a hope and a dream for our communities. We will be remembering and celebrating the one they call the dreamer. He was more than just a dreamer. He was more than just a preacher. He was a trailblazer, and he was a messenger sent by God. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., talking about that man, yes. We're going to be at the Shiloh Baptist Church in beautiful downtown Hudson next Sunday, and we're inviting whoever wants to come who believes in the United States of America and the idea of it being a beloved community where people are not judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Britannica says that a character is the way someone thinks and feels and behaves. Amen. We want to judge people not, hallelujah, on their color, but on the way they think, the way they behave, the way they feel. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved, I believe we can become a beloved community. The work is not done. We've got work to do to get there. We're going to do our part next Sunday, and we invite you to come and join us at 14 Warren Street at 3 o'clock for our celebration and commemoration of the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You know, when I looked at the Bible and talking in terms of character, I wanted to see what God's word had to say. And one of the things I came across that really struck a chord for me is in 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7, where it says, the Lord sees not the way we see. Man looks culture, society looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And isn't it true? We have all these famous people, people getting rich because of the way they look on the outside. Little regard is given to the way they think. Little regard is given to the way they behave. Little regard is given to the way they feel about important things going on in our country or in our world. But it's their outward appearance that we're being sold. I heard a preacher the other day, he said, you know, when you go past the store in the window, they have these figurines. They call them dummy or mannequins. He said, and they dress them up. And in some stores you can see, they'll put jewelry on them and accessories and, you know, fine clothes for other dummies to walk past and look at and then go in there and buy it. Come on here, somebody. And then God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. When we think about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, we see a man who did not look at the outward appearance, but looked at the heart of the nation. In Romans 12 and 2, Apostle Paul wrote, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, beloved, hallelujah. God showed us through the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, a continuation of the movement since antebellum and the freedom from slavery, God, hallelujah. God has showed us, amen, that there's a transformation that is taking place, it's ongoing, and that we cannot make this transformation if we conform to this world. But we have to be transformed. We have to stop looking at the outward appearance. We have to look at what's in the heart. You know, Martin Luther King, for me, is an example, an epitome of what God can do with a person submitted to God's will and not their own. He understood that God was not concerned about outward appearances. God was not concerned about how America looked on the outside. On the outside, you know, we had, for those of us who remember, George and June Cleaver, Leave It to Beaver, you know, the family with the two-parent household and the white picket fence. And, you know, that was how America looked on the outside. We had, you know, the Andy Griffith Show, you know, nice family man and a single father raising his son in a nice community. But it was an all-white community. And so was June Cleaver's community. It was an all-white community. But on the inside, America isn't all white. And the inside, we're diverse. And so he worked to show, amen, what was going on the inside and to transform it, to transform the heart of our nation. He even made jeans popular. He exchanged his outward appearance of a suit and a tie to wear jeans when he was walking and working with the laborers. Galatians chapter 6 says, "Beloved, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. Consider yourself, lest you be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Beloved, I submit that again, in Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, we see someone who was not going to allow the faults of our country to overtake our country. But because of the Spirit of God in him, he was able to be the voice. He was able to surrender his own desire, his own comfort, his own needs, his own wants to help restore the spirit of our nation. And so, beloved, I could not see this celebration pass by and no observance be held in our community. It took me a little minute to get there, beloved. And I thank God for those who I reached out to last week and I called and they said immediately, a yes, I'll help, a yes, I'll be there, a yes, what do you need me to do? Thank God for Pastor Allen Williams and the Shallow Baptist Church who have said yes to open up their doors that we can come in as a community once again and to share. I've seen changes in our community over the years as we continue to beat this drum, as we continue with a collective consciousness to work to transform and renew our minds. I want to thank God for the Hudson Area Public Library who said yes when I called and asked if we can use the community room to have a conversation with our young people and our clergy, the way Martin Luther King did it, to see how we can transform our communities and live out that dream of becoming a beloved community. Set a path for the generations behind us and the generations to come, our families and our communities. Yes, beloved, we got work to do. Hallelujah. And we are here for it. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Say amen. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And I'm here to say happy birthday, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Son of God. Hallelujah. Man of the movement. We have more music for you, beloved. Music with the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, we do. We always do. And we're going to be coming back with that. Free by B.B. Winans. And after that, I'll come back with my closing comments. And then we'll leave you with Just Us by William Murphy. Here we go, Brother Randall.
Told her, honey, that's no problem. believe. Let love break these shackles. If you wanna win, let's tackle. Everything is possible if you just believe. But you gotta believe. Still follows me, rid of the false identity. I know who I am. In him I live and I have my being. Said in his word I can do all things. If you're not ashamed, sing along with me. Raise your voice and scream. Yeah, I'm telling everyone I see, everyone that I am. Just tell them I'm free.
I'm free. We talking about freedom, freedom, freedom. Hallelujah. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes, beloved. Hallelujah. You can be behind bars and be free. You can be outside of bars and be bound. But who the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Free, 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 free. Well, beloved, it's almost time for me to get up out of here today. But before I do want to give you some more information about our celebration on next Sunday. Pray for me, beloved. Hallelujah. I tell you again, I was like, I'm hearing about nothing getting done. And the interfaith council is not really working anymore right now. And so what do I do? I've been coordinating this for years. And now who, how, and what? And the Lord was just tugging on my heart to do it. And so I want to say thank you to my partner here, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AB Services. I called him up first and he said, yes, I'm there. And shout out to all you who said, yes, I'm there. Beloved, I hope you out there listening will say, yes, I'm there too. I hope to see you. If you do listen to our broadcast and you are listening now, come and shake our hand. Let us know that you're listening. Let us know that you're being blessed. And let us know that you're part of the beloved community, okay? Our Martin Luther King Jr. Day Interfaith Service will be Sunday, January 15th at 3 p.m. at the Shallow Baptist Church at 14 Warren Street in Hudson, New York. And on Monday, first time ever, we're going to host a conversation with the tweens to the 20s. Yes, tweens to 20-something. We want to hear from you. We want to talk with you about cultivating a beloved community mindset to transform unjust systems. That's the Martin Luther King Center theme for 2023, and we have adopted it as well. We thank God for the members of the Columbia and faith communities, and we want to welcome you to join us, inviting you right now. So put that on your calendars. Don't let an opportunity pass you by. And if you can't make it, just send your prayers. All right. We know that you're with us in spirit. Listen, beloved, it's time for me to get up out of here. I want to say happy birthday to all you January babies. May you have a beautiful birthday this month and continue in your walk with the Lord as you uncover, discover, recover your purpose in God for being in planet Earth in 2023. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying No matter how great the day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip till we speak or meet again. God bless you. God love you. And it's just us.
Justice, that's the command we have to follow. Defend the orphan, that's the assignment of the season. That is the call, and it's upon us all to learn to do good. God wants righteousness and justice. He wants us to stand against all evil and oppression. He wants us to fight what we know is right. We will obey. Listen, we're all tired, hoping and praying. We're so tired of waiting on other people to change. So we stand together for justice, and we raise our voices. This is what I want you to say. Even if it's just us, still enough of us, we gon' change the world. We gon' change the world. Listen. Seek purpose. We can't waste another minute. Time is not waiting. We have to see the bigger picture. We're part of the crowd. So we shout it aloud. It's time for a change. We won't weary, we won't tire. We will not relent. Yeah. Free. This is what we will be. This is our plea. Yeah. We're so tired of hoping and praying.